Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock you were chiseled out of, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was only one person when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her ruins. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Listen to me, my people, give ear to me, my nation, for a law will be issued from me, and I will establish my justice as a light of the peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands will expectantly wait for me, and they will hope on my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish away like smoke, and the earth will wear out like an old garment. They who live there will die like gnats, but my salvation will last forever, and my righteousness will never end. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people who have my law in their heart. Do not be afraid of the insults of men, nor fear their mocking. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, and my salvation to all generations. Wake up, wake up, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, the generations of ancient times. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the sea monster? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to cross over? The ransomed of the Lord will return, and will come with singing to Zion. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. So why are you afraid of mere mortals, and of the Son of Man who is as fleeting as grass? Have you forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? Why are you continually afraid because of the fury of the oppressor, who is determined to destroy? Where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exiles will soon be released. He will not die and go down into the pit. Neither will he lack bread. For I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have put my words in your mouth, and have covered you in the shadow of my hand. I am the one who established the heavens, who laid the foundations of the earth, and who says to Zion, You are my people. Wake up, wake up, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath. You have drunk dry the bowl that causes staggering. There is no one to guide her among all the children she has borne. Neither is there any who takes her by the hand among all the children she has brought up. These two things have happened to you, desolation and destruction, famine and the sword. Who will grieve with you? Who will comfort you? Your children have fainted. They lie at the head of every street, like an antelope caught in a net. They are full of the wrath of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear this, you afflicted, you who are drunk, but not from wine. This is what your sovereign Lord says, and your God who pleads the cause of his people. Look, I have taken out of your hand the cup of staggering, the bowl of my wrath. You will never drink it again. Instead, I will put it into the hand of your tormentors, who have told you, Bow down, that we may walk over you. You have laid your back like the ground, and like the street for them to walk over. Isaiah chapter 51.